Alright people, we're back, and this time we're reviewing all the F1 cars of 2017. That's this year, we got them all in a collection. We'll be putting pictures on, we'll be commenting on them and reviewing them. With me is Ipsa Bhatnagar.
Hello, I'm back.
Yeah, I'm Ishanath. And before we begin, this show is available on YouTube, Audioboom and on iTunes. Please subscribe everywhere. So, without further ado, shall we look at some cars?
Yeah.
So, let's look at Force India. And Force India, well, it's called the... it's called the ugly duckling of the grid.
Yeah, it has ugly fin.
Yeah. I thought the witch step nose. The witch step nose is the main issue over here.
Oh, they gave it nostrils this time.
Yeah, they gave it nostrils. Don't you like the nostrils?
As a car, I just don't like them. It looks like it's some kind of android which is going to kill me after a while.
What?
With nose.
So, look at it. Look at that over here. The nostrils do not appeal to you?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
I don't like them.
Okay.
They're okay. There. I mean, the whole car is there, but they just take the limelight.
Yeah. But otherwise, the car looks fast.
I hope it's
fast. Let's hope it's really fast, because it was coming in fifth and sixth consecutively on the 2 days of testing. Testing is going on right now. We'll talk about that when testing is over. Okay, but here's, what a leading headline they've come up with. Force India F1 team explains the VGM 10's unfortunate nose step.
Oh, unfortunate. It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
It just happened, unfortunately.
Okay, here's the response from Force India. We have tried to exploit an area of the front suspension regulation that improved the characteristics of it from a mechanical perspective. So they're trying to get downforce on the front of the car so that they can have better maneuvering rather than, you know, being like Williams, which just continuously looks good. Okay, I think we said enough about the Force India car.
Do you think like this car will help getting third position?
Vijay Mallya said that he would be happy if they retain their fourth position. Because the top three.
Yeah, I know. He also said that we dream big.
Yeah.
We are Indians.
Yes, yes. Right. Let's be realistic. Let's stop dreaming.
That's all we do.
Yeah. Okay. Then there is the new Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like this car.
Like this car?
I mean, not car perspective, like F1 car perspective, but it just has good colors. You asked my opinion.
Okay.
Nobody said it has to be technical.
No, it doesn't have to be technical, but just so you like this car.
It looks good.
It looks good?
Yeah. It has fire and all. It doesn't? Is it fire? Yeah, it is.
Well, it looks like fire. It's a Red Bull, you know, a Red Bull.
Brand placement. They don't pay us.
Yeah, they don't pay us. Right. So it's a Red Bull.
We have to see that.
Okay. And it's a pretty decent looking car. Okay. And they've done...
It looks like a toy F1 car. When taken a tilt shift photo of this car, it actually looks like a toy. Like Hot Wheels?
I think you are just... That's a graphic. Okay? But otherwise, the car... Look, these are on-track images. The car looks actually really good. The car actually looks really good. I have nothing but good things to say about it, except for their nose duct. Here's the controversy which is being spread across the grid everywhere. The nose duct, the duct which Force India has, the Red Bull has, the new Red Bull has a hole in the nose. And so do the Mercedes. The nose duct is sort of illegal. It's an S duct. The point of the nose duct is the allowance is to for the driver cooling. However, what these teams are doing is taking that air, cooling the driver, and spreading it across the back of the car and cooling other components, which is not allowed. So, the nose duct.
Yeah, those cars cannot take a chill pill.
No, It's F1. They are serious.
So, how long? Is there any case filed or something?
It's good. If they race with that, if they come to the track with them in Melbourne, which is the first race of the season, Ferrari might protest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Ferrari's politics.
Yeah, this is a year of protest. What can we say?
Okay, moving on to Renault. Look at this car. It's quite a good-looking car. Mm-hmm. That's a really good-looking car.
Renault challenged Force India.
Yeah. However, look at those yellow pants. You in the fashion industry, tell us what the French were thinking when they were doing these yellow pants.
Oh, they are French. Whatever they do is fashion. They create fashion.
Look at poor Nico Hülkenberg. That's what he gets for going out of Force India.
See, it cools their bottom part because it's a light color.
It is covered. So
it's just cooling.
Yeah, but the car looks good. It's a great car. I like the livery of the car. I like the front of the car. And I love how the car actually looks. It's a very streamlined car. They have been going back and forth with Force India. You know, Cyril Abutable, I don't know how to pronounce his name, and Vijay Mallya have been going back and forth with Force India. And they said because they will take the fourth position from Force India. That's not going to happen.
Because they have more money.
Yes.
That's the reason they say.
Yes, it is a factor, but I don't think it's going to be that easy. Okay.
It is a beautiful car. You know, so moving on.
But look at these shark fins. Every car
in 2017. Better than Force India's.
Every car in 2017 has these shark fins on the back. Okay. And they just blocky, horrible shark fins, right?
No, I think they actually add to design if you want to.
Okay.
You want to being the key word here. We just didn't want. I am so disappointed in the fins of Force India cars.
Okay. However, moving on to Williams.
Williams is good.
Yeah. You know how to do shark fins? Look at the new Williams.
Yeah.
The Williams does it really well. The shark fins are... they put paint over it.
That's what I'm saying. And they made nostrils better.
Well, yeah, sort of. Okay, they put paint over it. They continued the scheme all throughout. The car looks, again, excellent in white. The white paint over and over through the years keeps looking good. The only knock on Williams is that Lance Stroll lost control of it and crashed it in testing. So, again, the cornering of Williams keeps being a problem. The car can look good. The car really looks good. But if it keeps cornering like this, it's going to keep losing.
Is it because of this thing in front on the nose that they put?
I think the car is not creating enough downforce in the front. What Force India has tried to exploit is the air, which is coming in the front, to push the car down with that nose. If Williams went with a streamlined car,
it just goes up.
And it's not creating enough cornering speed. Okay, moving on to Toro Rosso. I think the best-looking livery on the grid. Look at this. It is to, by the way, this livery is to promote Red Bull's new cola flavor, which will be hitting everywhere very soon. But doesn't it look beautiful? Even on track, look at this. It just keeps popping. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful car. They designed it well.
Yeah. They've got some Adrian Newey magic going on.
But is it fast enough?
It's...
Doesn't look like...
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's got the new Renault engine, so it's supposed to be faster this year, but I don't know. Yeah.
Not a good year for Red Bull, though.
No, this is Toro Rosso.
Oh, that was Toro Rosso.
We did Red Bull earlier. The Red Bull looked like the old Red Bulls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, another livery I like, and Sauber. You can... Yeah, Sauber. C36 Ferrari.
This is pretty.
This is really... This car is really pretty. However, this is what you would call a stock car. This has nothing on it. This is what you... If everybody was given just the basic and nobody was allowed to spend anything on it, they would come up with this car. Okay? Because...
And that is why they spent on paint.
Yeah, well, they also have a new female development driver, Tatiana Calderon. Big news in F1, another female development driver. They keep having female development
drivers. Go, girl.
Okay, but this is a good-looking car. This is beautiful.
Hmm.
This is almost, one of my favorite looking liveries.
Yeah, they use good blue, white, and little touch of gold.
Yeah.
Gold is in.
They also have the last year's Ferrari engine. So, again, ouch.
Last year.
Yeah. Now, from the best looking car to the worst looking car.
Oh, my God. I could not believe.
The McLaren oranges.
What are they called, these things?
These are the front fins.
Their front fins look like butterfly fins.
They have also the shark fins
on the front. Not the beautiful butterfly wings.
They also have the shark fins on the thing. They tweeted it out. They were proudly tweeting it out. That's that fin, that front wing. They were really impressed. You know, they tried to make it like the old McLaren F1, which raced in somewhere around whatever ancient times before I was born.
Oh, that was ancient. Quite. Yeah.
And they went back to that same color scheme. Tried to go back with the old color scheme. It looks horrible.
Doesn't work anymore. On that design, this color looked good. But nowadays...
No, you go all yellow. You commit to it. Don't go like, are we going to sort of go yellow? Orange. Whatever this horrible color is, it's breaking my brain.
He's just color lazy.
No, I'm not color lazy. It just broke my brain.
Selective color lazy.
So this, you commit to it. I don't know how you make it look good. You just don't make it look this. Ron Dennis must be screaming somewhere in his bedroom right now. Poor Ron Dennis. Okay. And that damn orange again. Also, let's change this. Okay, let's go back. So I can concentrate other way. Concentrate on the camera and on my notes. They also are having problems with the Honda engine again. So not only they've got the worst looking car, it also might be the worst car on the grid again.
Congratulations, McLaren.
Yeah. To another livery which I am not impressed with. This is the Haas. Okay, this is the Haas. This is the American team.
No.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I really don't hate it. You know? I just don't love it either.
I just think these teams are there so that other people can be on top positions.
Huh? No, I don't think so. They think they're over there. Look at this. On track. Look at this car. It feels like something out of the 80s, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say some 10 years back, but you went for 80s.
Yeah, it's... the Americans need to do a lot of catch-up. Their car doesn't look... or sound or feel that good.
Yeah, Americans, immigrants are taking over the world.
let's not go political. Okay, let's move on to the top two teams because they spend more on the cars than the rest of the grid combined.
Mercedes.
I am exaggerating, of course, but you get the gist. Ferrari.
Oh, let's see Ferrari.
Okay, let's go to Ferrari SF70. There are very few photos of this car available currently.
Man, this looks fast.
This looks beautiful. Mm. Okay, and they keep hiding the car everywhere. You saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
But the first thing you notice is the beautiful curves on this car, the Coke bottle shape on the back. It's not like a pretty teenager. It's like an elegant woman.
Ah, elegant woman.
And they, look at this car, and they, again, look at them, hiding that horrible blocky shark fin on the back with, again, that break in color with white. It looks simple.
I like their front wings.
Yeah.
They're nice.
It looks simple, it looks elegant, it looks fast.
It looks fast.
Yeah, yes. All the bells and whistles are on there, but they're elegantly designed and they look, they are faster in testing this year.
Mattel will have so much fun with them.
Yeah, well, they say Max Verstappen is the second favorite to win the championship after Lewis Hamilton. No, I think Vettel is seriously. And coming to the big dogs, Mercedes, the Mercedes W08.
Oh my God, you can just look at that car.
Yeah, it has done
Different. It's like Mercedes standout.
Yeah, it's done a whopping 500 laps till now in testing without braking. Both Lewis and Valtteri are rocking this car. And this car is, again, stunning. This car is stunning. This is a big dog at its prime. Okay. However, look at this. This car is not only fast. It's not only, it's got everything. It's aggressive. It is also modular. Yes, that's what I was pointing out. Look at this thing. This is what I call the scimitar shark fin. I didn't know what to call it. I just took a snapshot of it and went like, whoa, what is this? This is when they remove their shark fin. They can actually look at the previous photo.
While the race is going on?
No, they said they didn't like the look of it, so they removed it. Then they put it back on and they said, yes, with the shark fin we are faster, so we'll keep it. But you can remove it.
Then everybody went like, oh, we are getting the shark fins.
No, everybody already had the shark fin. It's a rule everybody decided to exploit. So I think
it's going to be a good year for Mercedes.
Yeah, like every year.
Yeah.
Since the last 4 or 5
somebody has to come up. I'm seriously bored of watching Lewis Hamilton there.
Lewis Hamilton keeps winning. So you've gone through all the cars, right? So tell us.
Best car, Mercedes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Best car, Mercedes.
Best car, Mercedes.
Best interesting car, that colorful Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. No, the Toro Rosso or the Red Bull?
Red Bull, not Toro Rosso.
I think the Toro Rosso looks much better. Don't you think?
I would still go for those colors. Yellow.
Okay.
I also like their yellow pants. Not Red Bull.
Renault yellow pants. Yeah. The uniform of the year.
Oh, yes. I will totally rock it.
I hope they change it. Otherwise, I'm gonna Renault yellow pants. I'm just going to keep saying Renault. As soon as Renault comes up, I'm saying yellow pants.
I'll gift you some. No, then he can wear it.
No, thank you. No, thank you. But those are all the cars. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to be back after the testing with some tidbits of news. But we'll start our regular coverage for the F1 as soon as Melbourne comes up.
When is coming up?
it's in March, so only a month to go. So now we are all itching, like, yeah, let's see.
New cars.
Yeah, and what's Valtteri Bottas going to be like racing against Lewis Hamilton? How are the Ferraris going to be doing? Where are the Williams at? Are they faster than the Force Indias? And are the Red Bulls going to give Ferrari a run for their money? We're going to find all that out next time, right here on 6.0 Radio. As usual, we are available on YouTube, Audioboom, iTunes. That's it, Summit Nagar. I'm Mishan Lalit. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
He's super excited he had Red Bull.
Yeah.
All right. Really gives you
bye-bye, problems. People. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.